A German tabloid is facing intense criticism for using a chatbot to generate an interview with Michael Schumacher. He's the Formula One racing legend who's been out of the public eye for nearly a decade after he suffered a near-fatal brain injury. As NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, this is a teachable moment for Americans, too.
Earlier this month, the front cover of Die Aktuelle featured a huge photo of a smiling Schumacher with the words, "The first interview." That would have been a big deal, had it been true. Schumacher hasn't spoken publicly since a skiing accident in 2013, and his family has fought to keep his condition a secret. Inside were quotes about Schumacher's injury, recovery, and family. Only at the end did the magazine reveal that it didn't get them from him, but through artificial intelligence. That's troubling many people, including Ohio State University communications professor Nicole Kraft.
The idea that we would allow an AI program to manufacture what they think Michael Schumacher would be saying at this point in his life is really just patently unethical.
The magazine called its own article tasteless and misleading and fired its editor-in-chief within a week. It also apologized to Schumacher's family, who now plans to sue. Kraft thinks they have a strong case to make a privacy or defamation claim, with a pretty important caveat.
We are in a brand new space of law, and we do know that the legal system itself hasn't really caught up with the technological advances.
She expects it will take the U.S. a while to regulate artificial intelligence, and we'll likely see other such incidents until then.
I think this is going to be an epidemic across media, and they just happen to have fired kind of the first round on this one.
It's more important than ever for people to be careful about how they interpret and verify the information in front of them, Kraft says. And, she warns, if something seems too good or surprising to be true, it probably is. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.